If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
I always like to say business is never boring because there's a business story to every aspect of our lives. Whether it's the potential closure and shutdown of the post office and jobs being lost, whether it's how you look at your glass of milk next time you open up a 1 liter carton, or taking a look at the places we choose to stay and live in, especially when it comes to seeking greater educational opportunities. Tonight, we're going to talk about a REIT, that's a real estate investment trust, that was recently listed by Growthpoint, essentially aimed at giving us, you and I as investors, an opportunity to proactively play our part and invest and witness the growth of student accommodation in South Africa. Growthpoint, as we know, one of the leading and largest REITs on the JSE. They also happen to be our landlords here at Kaya House. They recently launched, just over 2 years ago, a student accommodation REIT that has expanded now with a 1.5 billion rand boost. To tell us more, we're joined by the fund manager of Growthpoint's student accommodation REIT, Amogelang Mochumi. Amogelang, such a pleasure to have you.
Good evening, Gugu. Thanks. I'm happy to be on your show.
Thank you, Amo, for joining us. Really appreciate it. I'm hoping I pronounced your last name correctly.
No, it's Mochumi. It's Tswana, but that's fine. A lot of people make that mistake.
Thank you. I appreciate the correction because this is how we learn Mochumi. Thank you so much, sir. We'll get into a whole nother conversation around the history, the legacy and the knowledge behind it. But for now, let's talk about the successful fund that you've been taking care of, being the Growthpoint Student Accommodation REIT. And I guess we also need to explain to our listeners that a REIT is just a listed property stock to avoid the technicalities. But talk to us about the growth and success since it was listed 2 years ago.
Yeah, so just a minor correction. This REIT is not listed, but it's a controlled entity of Growthpoint Properties. So it qualifies as a REIT because Growthpoint effectively controls the company. It makes all the investment and financing decisions for the company.
I see what you mean. So but as we invested, a retail investor that I own shares in Growthpoint, I automatically have access to the student accommodation REIT. Would that be correct?
That's correct, 100%.
Yeah. Gotcha.
We invested 2 billion into the sector in 2021, and that was through the acquisition of 7 properties that had 5,000 beds. We have subsequently invested another 1.5 billion in the sector. We've now got 12 properties and 9,000 beds located in Pretoria, Johannesburg, and Cape Town. So it's a very interesting business. It offers investors good returns. We've proven that there are returns in the sector. So our total return to date is 19.9%. And we also have a lot of social impact, which investors are also looking for in addition to investing their capital.
And that's important, again, because of the social structure that we have in South Africa. As you mentioned, there's been quite a bit of growth here. I'm keen to understand, since the establishment post-pandemic, what the growth and appetite has been like, especially through the diversification of your locations.
Yeah, so as I said, we initially invested 2 billion. We added another 1.5 billion. We've got 500 million that is currently, two projects worth 500 million that are currently under construction. Those are due to be completed by the end of the year. So the total number of beds will increase from 9,000 this year to just over 10,000 next year. So that will make us one of the largest student accommodation providers in South Africa. Demand is high. So this sector, unlike other commercial real estate asset classes, is supported by strong fundamentals. So we have demand that exceeds supply tremendously. Mm-hmm. Our occupancy is this year on 98%, and that's a slight improvement to last year, where occupancies were 93%. So overall, this is a business that has very strong fundamentals. And the fundamentals are driven by a young population in South Africa that's very aspirational. Many young people are obviously applying to universities because that is the way they can get employment. You'd obviously know that graduates have the lowest unemployment rate in South Africa. In addition to that, there's government support through the National Student Financial Aid Scheme that funds students from underprivileged communities. But also we have a lot of corporate sponsors that give students bursaries to enable them to further their studies at university level.
Fantastic.
So and that's important.
Amogelang. Sorry, I just want to jump in there because, as you say, it's a model that's really sustainable. There's ongoing support from various stakeholders. And I'm assuming, again, because this is a business show, we do want to talk about some of the metrics. Perhaps, you know, the rental and rental flows on your, you know, GLAs. If you can share, are you able to share some of those metrics with us in terms of how the return has been sustainable in that manner? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So our rentals, we've got a very diversified portfolio. Our rentals range from 50,000 a year, which is about 5,000 rand a month paid over 10 months, to about 10,000 rand a month paid over 10 months, which is 100,000 rand a year. Mm-hmm. So we cater to various market segments, the 50,000 being the lower end of the market and the 100,000 plus being the upper end of the market. But the 100,000 plus rental, that those beds are few in our portfolio. So majority are at the lower end and the mid-market. So on average, the average rental across our portfolio is 6,200 a month, which is about 62,000 per annum if you pay it over 10 months.
I see. This is so important. And I'm keen to understand, do you change anything specific around the facilities, especially in a world where load shedding was once a reality, not for the last 33 days? Water shedding is also becoming a concern. Does that play an influence as well, not only in the construction, but the facilities management and additions that you might make to the student accommodation?
Yes, it does. So we provide what we call purpose-built student accommodation. So the entire facilities are designed and built for the students' needs and requirements. So we have study labs. Our rooms are fully furnished. Each room has a desk, a study lamp, a bookshelf. So if you're a student, all you need to come with is your cutlery, crockery, and bedding. We've got study facilities, computer labs. We've got social facilities such as games rooms. And in some of our facilities, we have gyms. How we manage properties, again, as I said, it's purpose-built student accommodation. Mm-hmm. We have people that live on site 24/7. We call those student life managers. And their role is to look after the well-being of students. Mm. So we don't just provide people that live on site. We also curate what we call a student life program. So this program looks after the well-being of students, provides academic support, psychosocial support, and we've got sporting teams as well. And this year we've employed a psychologist that services our Johannesburg and Pretoria properties, just given the mental health issues that have arisen with young people in South Africa. We thought it'd be additive to our customers if we employ a psychologist that would provide one-on-one therapy or group therapy where needed.
So informative and so relevant to the market you serve. Amogelang, we wish you all the best. I guess you need to build those accommodations a lot faster, given that there's a significant amount of demand in the industry.
Yeah, look, we are on a growth path. Our strategy is to grow the business and then hopefully list it in the future as a standalone REIT. So it will fall outside of Growth Point once we've reached the required scale that we need.
Oh, that's music to my ears as a South African investor. So let's hope that we get it done. Alternatively, we'll continue investing in Growth Point to make sure that we do have some kind of exposure to this. Thank you so much for updating us. We will be touching base with you soon on the conclusion of the developments and growth that you see. Thank you again, Amogelang, and all the best.
Thank you very much.